These are my people. These are the ones who will reach for the stars. These are my people. By the light of the earth, you can tell they are ours. A new step to take, and a new day will break for this my land. Yes, these are my people. These are my people.
All right, welcome to the Matt Hines Lady Vikings Coaches Show. I am your host for this experiment, if you will, Gary Snyder. He is the man you want to hear from, the head coach of the Huntington North Lady Vikings varsity basketball team. Matt Hines, welcome to your own show.
Thank you, sir. It's good to be back this week. We had a great week, so I'm kind of excited to fill everybody in if they happen to miss some of our games this week.
That's good to hear. How are you on this fine winter evening?
Doing good. Just came off of a great win at Marion, and you know, really a good week as far as the win-loss column goes. We won all three games this week, and I felt like our girls really took a step in the right direction here as the week proceeded.
And you beat the Lady Giants. That's even a plus.
We did.
We'll talk about that here in a few minutes, but anytime I can say that, you know, any team beat the Marion Lady Giant, even the Marion Giants, period, is a good day.
It is. And, you know, I'll be honest, I didn't go to high school there, but I'm from Marion, so it's always a special thing. You know, I grew up in the era of the, you know, the so-called Purple Rain, you know, and so it's always good when you can go over to Bill Green Athletic Arena and get a win.
Well, I did not go to Marion, but yeah, when I was a senior in high school, maybe I was in college then, but yeah, they had the Jay Edwards and all them winning, what, three or four straight state championships in a row?
Yes, sir, 85, 86, 87. I was telling our girls about how good their, you know, when the 87 team, I think it was, when all five of their starters were the starting five for the Indian Rules 13. And they were like, what?
So yeah, I graduated in 86. So, yeah, it was right around there. All right, Coach. So the Lady Vikings, three games this past week. You come away 3-0. Why don't you take us through the first win?
Okay, well, we played Manchester at home last Tuesday, and you know, Manchester told our girls they were better than their record indicated. They had only won one game. I believe they were 1-6 or 1-7 when we played them. And they played a Northfield team tough. And you know, the Northfield team that we played, it was a competitive game, you know, through the first three quarters or so. And so I knew that, you know, you don't come out and play well. They can play with you, and their coaches, Coach Troyer, is doing a nice job with them. And we went into that game, and you know, it was one of those games that was just kind of a methodical game. They really worked the ball on offense. You know, our switching man-to-man kind of prevented them from driving to the basket, which is what we want, but they kept reversing the ball, and they were very patient, which is what a good team does. You know, on the other end, we tried to get the ball inside and work it, and they were kind of packing in a 3-2 zone. So needless to say, both ends of the court, from a fan's perspective, is probably not the most exciting game to watch. Thankfully, I'm coaching instead of being a fan and looking for execution. But I came out of that game initially, and I thought, man, we didn't have any energy. And then after watching the film, I thought, you know, we really did a good job. It was just kind of the tempo of the game and the pace of the game kind of made me, you know, feel like we didn't have a lot of energy. But after I watched the film, and that's one of the reasons we do watch it, I realized, you know, we really played a pretty good game. So we held them to 36% shooting, and
had 19 deflections and really did a pretty good job overall. You know, I think 3-point, we were 5 of 11, so we shot the ball decent, knocked down a few foul shots, and came away with a 19-point victory.
Well, that's always a good way to get the week started. Let me ask you this, and I'm being a little facetious here, please excuse me. So it seems like game after game, you have all these nice things to say about your opposing coaches. Do you really get along with all of your opposing coaches, or is this just a show for the show? Because when I played, it seemed our coaches hated each other and didn't have a nice thing to say about one of them.
You know, I'll be honest, Gary, I have a lot of respect for coaches, especially coaches that come in. And, you know, there's a lot of right ways to do things. You know, everybody has their own preference. But, you know, so far my interaction with all the teams we've played, the coaches have been very, very kind to us and willing to help and in any way they can. And, you know, really, I think a true, you hear about coaches kind of fraternities, so to speak, and coaches kind of look out for each other sometimes. I think I had a friend of mine who's a football coach, and he said one time, you know, some of your best friends in life or most loyal friends are other coaches, and there's a lot of truth to that. So I think, you know, sometimes as coaches, you got to kind of look out for one another. But I see coaches trying to do things the right way and build their programs, especially when they're just getting started. I really like that because I've been there before, and sometimes that's difficult to do.
All right. Now, I was in a fraternity, too, and there was always that one person that, you know.
I know where you're going with this.
Now, without naming names, are there any coaches out there that you maybe think, oh, man, he smells a little bit or sweats too much, something like that?
No, I don't. Not that I know of. You know, this is kind of year one getting back into the head coaching scene after a few years out of it, so. I don't know. Maybe I can give you a better answer at the end of the season.
Okay. Well, we'll ask it again towards the, you know, come March. So.
All right.
All right. Good. So you're 1-0 on the week. You start the week off with a win against North Manchester. Talk about win number two.
Well, we had New Haven conference matchup at our place on Friday. And now New Haven is a team that has really improved. You know, from the win-loss column, you know, if you're in high school, you're looking at that and going, oh, you know, hey, we beat them by 35 last year, whatever it was. And so we really try to warn our kids against that and try to tell them, hey, the biggest game on your schedule is the next game. You can't take anybody lightly. And I'll be honest, Gary, we have some very intelligent kids, you know, and I like to brag on our kids. And sometimes, this is, you know, I might hear it from some parents here, but sometimes the downside to having intelligent kids is that they're all very concerned, you know, or I said so concerned with their academics, as they should be. I'm not putting any light on that, but they think too much and they kind of wear themselves out mentally sometimes. You know, that's a good problem to have because, you know, we're trying to teach our kids about life and how to, you know, excel in every avenue in life, and our kids do a fantastic job of that. So my job's pretty easy as a coach when it comes to off the basketball court, just because we have kids that make great decisions and get great grades. But I think our kids mentally were a little fatigued. They got finals coming up next week, and looking back on it, I think mentally we were just kind of out of it. We did not have the focus probably for the first time this season defensively that I had seen. And we were up 31-15 at half, and I thought, you know, well, we'll kind of tighten some things up and hopefully, you know, make another run here in the third quarter. And instead, the reverse happened, and you know, they kept chipping away at the lead. And here it was, 6-point game in the fourth quarter, and then it come down to 19 seconds to go with us with the ball, and it's a 3-point game, and we end up winning that game 41-38. So. My hat's off to New Haven, man. They did a great job. Those kids played really hard, and like I said, have really improved. But we tell our kids all the time, anybody can play with you, and we feel like we can play with anybody. But you got to come out and be focused. And so it was a great learning lesson for us, and not to take anything away from New Haven, because they certainly played a great game. And part of the reason we struggled was due to some of the things they were doing. But we had a lot of things in that game that I felt like were just mental errors. But, it was a great life lesson, Gary, because our kids, I felt like they were trying so hard to do everything we were asking and do everything that we've been asking all year, that just wasn't happening. And sometimes in life that happens. You feel like your wheels are spinning in place and you're going as hard as you can. And sometimes it's like you just got to put one foot in front of the other and not give up. And the next game we'll talk about kind of came to fruition for us.
Well, why don't you go ahead and talk about that game then?
All right. Well, we go into from Friday into Saturday, and I'll be honest, sometimes as a coach, you're sitting there thinking, man, I wanted to play well going into Saturday, so we feel good about ourselves. And we just felt like, we just made some mistakes mentally that we don't normally make, and fouled too much. And, here we go into Marion, and they got a girl, 6'6" girl going to Purdue. And deservingly so. Man, she was a handful. And we've watched three or four other games and did our preparation for that, and saw other people putting three and four people around her, and she's still scoring around the basket. And I'm thinking, man, so we tell our kids, hey, listen, you're not going to hold her scoreless. So don't get frustrated when she scores. But we just want to make it difficult for her. And Gary, I've been so proud of our kids all year, but this kind of took it to another level. They just, we were down in the fourth quarter. I think we got down by as much as six a couple different times through the game. And we had cut it to two at the end of the third. Taylor double, our freshman, hit a big three. We were down five. She hit a big three at the buzzer at the end of the third to cut it to two. And I think they got it back to six, five or six in the fourth. And then we cut it back down and end up taking the lead within a couple, probably under 3 minutes to go. We took the lead. They kind of tied it. And man, our kids stayed so poised. I was just really proud of them. And that's just a great testament to, how life goes sometimes. Here you are the day before spinning your wheels and going as hard as you can and just not making a dent. And then you come back the next night and it's like you finally pull yourself out of the mud a little bit, And our kids were really excited. It was a great, not just a team win, but a great program win. That's one that we call a win for the wall, where that's something that, there are certain teams up there that you feel like really, we take all our opponents seriously, but there's certain programs that are really kind of, if you want to call them trademark programs or historic programs, that really kind of a certain win will feel like will kind of boost your program to another level. And we felt like that was one we got on Saturday.
Well, I can say this, anytime you beat Marion in anything is a good day. And anytime you can give, and I'll preface this, their athletic director, Steve Morris, has sat next to me probably for the last 8 years, had the seat right next to me in the Notre Dame press box.
Yeah, I know Steve really well.
So anytime you can give Steve a sleepless night, I'm for it.
Yeah, I know Steve really well, and he treats me really well. So I have a lot of respect for Steve, but yeah, we, being at Eastbrook, he's come in there, and we're everybody's full of jabs with Steve. So great guy, but he's doing a great job with that program.
When I did my show on I was on WBAT out of Marion for like 4 years doing 3 to 6, and Jim Brunner used to have me over on his sports show on the ESPN station there. And uh-huh. He would get Steve in there sometimes, and he would have us in there because just to hear us argue.
I believe it. I believe it.
All right, so 3-0 on the week, including a win over Marion, which you'll never hear me not say something about. Who's your player of the week this week?
Well, this was tough because the Marion game. You have a Manchester game that was so kind of evenly spread out, and then the New Haven game, a lot of us didn't play well, to be honest, but we gritted out a win. And then you got a Marion game where everybody chipped in. You know, you had kids like Addie Wiley who did, you know, played her role so well. She had three big key offensive rebounds and six boards overall. It seemed like every rebound she got was just the biggest rebound of the game. She made a huge screen for Taylor Devil, who nailed a three. You've got kids like Leah Campbell, who, you know, is maybe one of the smallest kids on our team, and she was just everywhere on defense, helping on the 6'6", pinching on the backside on the defense and making sure that, you know, they couldn't lob it over top. I mean, you just got so many kids that that did some great things. But overall, we're going to go with Taylor Devil, our freshman, again. She had a total of, I think, 28 points this week. She had 10 against Manchester and 13 against Marion. She was 3 of 4 from 3 on the week. I think she was 6 of 9 from 3. You know, there was a couple games she led us in assists and, you know, didn't have very many turnovers, deflections. And then I thought, you know, we don't always go with the girl that scores the most, but start thinking about Taylor. She did so many things throughout the week. And then even last night, we got in a little bit of foul trouble with our post player. So Taylor's kind of, her and Meg McDonald are our two next biggest players as far as guarding the post. I mean, you know, how are you going to guard 6'6", right? So we put Taylor in there a lot of the time. And, man, she did a terrific job. She really did. All our kids did. And it was a team effort. Don't get me wrong. We had, I think, at times 4 or 5 people guarding one. So, but Taylor did such a good job and stayed so poised as a freshman. Some of our players have encouraged her, want her to start looking at the basket a little more. And she's a very, very, very unselfish player. And she rose to the occasion. And as a freshman, that's sometimes hard to do. So we're going to go with Taylor Devil this week.
All right, well, congratulations to Taylor again. So, can you hold through the break?
Yes, sir.
All right, you're listening to the Matt Hines, Lady Vikings Coaches Show, right here on Indiana Talk Sports, SB Nation Radio.
Hi, this is Gary Snyder right here at the Indiana Talks Network. We recently did some light remodeling and spring cleaning at our home and needed a dumpster. And if you haven't priced dumpsters lately from the large trash companies, don't. Give Black Creek Hauling and Contracting a call at 260-494-5364. Adam will deliver a 10, 12, or 15-yard dumpster to your home or work site and pick it up when you're finished. They're on time. They clean up. Again, give Adam at Black Creek Hauling and Contracting a call today, 260-494-5364. You can also follow them on Facebook by searching Black Creek Hauling.
I'm Gary Snyder, host of the Gary Snyder Show right here on the Indiana Talks Network. When you run a digital media company, it's important all aspects of your technology works. And when it doesn't, you need a team that can figure out what's wrong and get it fixed. So when my iMac took a dive, I called Troy Office Solutions. Troy came on site, diagnosed the problem, and got it fixed fast, and most importantly, got it fixed right. So if you have a computer, server, network, or any other problems with your technology, give Troy Office Solutions a call at 260-760-4629 to get it fixed fast.
All right, welcome back to the Matt Hines Lady Vikings Coaches Show. I am your host, Gary Snyder. He is the person you want to hear from, head coach Matt Hines of the Lady Vikings varsity girls basketball team. All right, coach, 3-0 last week. You got two games coming up. And just let me comment. I know we talked about this off air a little bit. The scheduling gods were not kind to you because I had Coach Teagle on just a little earlier, and they had two games last week, or one game last week. You had three, and that's happened several times.
Yeah, this is our, I think, third week in the last four that we've had three games in a week. And it's a tough way to start out. Fortunate to come out on the better end of some of these games, but, man, it's tough. You know, and some of that, I think, attributed to we had a three-game skid there where we were struggling to find some wins and playing some pretty good teams. And that's really hard sometimes when you don't have a lot of practice time and you're just prepping for games.
All right, Coach, two games this week. First one against Dwinger. Talk a little bit about Dwinger.
Well, Dwinger's a really good program. They got a first-year head coach with their program, not first-year coach, but with their program. And so they're learning just like our kids are learning the new system, and he does a very good job with them. And so they're going to come in and be disciplined, and you know, I think they play a lot like we do. And we'll see some mixture of some different things defensively, and you know, it'll be, I think, a very well matched program or game. And so and that'll be on Wednesday night, and so we'll have a couple days Monday and Tuesday to prep for them. Sometimes after a big win, you know, it's that, you know, people always want to talk about the trap game, the next game coming off of an emotional win. So we got to be ready to go and be ready to get back in the groove and focus throughout the midst of a busy finals week. And we got kids that really care about their grades, and that makes us proud. But sometimes it's difficult to balance all of life's things that you're doing. And so we're going to ask for 2 hours out of their day for them to really focus, and then they can get back to what they do really well in the classroom.
All right, so Dwinger, and then you said Leo. Was it Leo?
Yeah, Leo on Saturday. That's our last game of the year before Christmas break, and then we don't play again until January 4th at a Warsaw tournament. So we'll have some time off, but, man, we really want to finish this week strong. I feel like we've kind of got the ball rolling a little bit. It'd be nice to come away with two W's this week.
What? Tell us a little bit about Leo. What do you know about them?
Well, Leo, you know, we went and had the opportunity to go scout them a little bit against Lakewood Park. And, you know, they played a little man. They played a little zone. So they have some size. You know, I think they've struggled as far as the wins are concerned. You know, you just can't take teams lightly, you know. And you know, it doesn't matter. I mean, anybody can come out and beat you. So we have to be ready to go. You know, we've got to focus on Dwinger first, and then after that, you know, we'll come away and have a couple practices to get ready for another conference matchup. And every conference is, you know, we talked about that New Haven game, Gary, and that's really how important it was for our kids to stay poised, even though things weren't going well, and come away with a win, because Norwell went over to Columbia City and got beat. So now, you know, if for some reason, you know, you can just keep winning in conference till we get to meet Columbia City, that could end up potentially being, you know, maybe a share of the conference championship or something like that. I mean, we have some conference games after that too, but, you know, we want to really just focus on every conference game, not take anybody lightly, and put ourselves in a position to at least, you know, maybe have a share of the conference. And the only way you can do that is by taking each game one game at a time.
All right, Coach, anything else you want to get out there before we let you run?
No, sir. Just going to try to keep the ball rolling.
Well, good luck this week. Hopefully we can talk about a couple of wins next week. Good luck this week.
All right. Thanks, Gary.
All right. You've been listening to the Matt Hines Lady Vikings Coaches Show right here on Indiana Talks SB Nation Radio.